sitting out old moonshine. But I take a nip every now and then, and I get along just fine. Well, someday I'll be leaving this world here below, and I'm taking this old five string with me when I go. Angel in the holler, hear that lonesome sound.
The Shadow!
This is WPSU State College and WPSX Kane, listener-supported public radio, an outreach service at Penn State.
Hotel when you check in. Shadrach, S-H-A-D-R-A-C-H, just like that, so simple. So has anybody got any requests for me now? Scrapple! Where I Fell, very depressing song. She took a lot of pills and died, thank you very much. Okay, those are three good ones to choose from right there. And Where I Fell, let's consider this together. Where I Fell, which is bleak and depressing. Scrapple, which is a food. And She Took a Lot of Pills and Died, which is actually not depressing, it's joyful. And Money for Wine, that's a fourth choice. Thank you. Request window is now closed.
Where I Fell would be my choice.
Where I Fell, okay. Let's do Where I Fell, and then we'll see about doing another one of those. Thank you very much for indicating that your great familiarity with my catalog. This is a relatively recent song, and it's another one of those about, you know, I travel around a lot, and I do maybe 130, 40 dates a year or something, so I see these, a lot of different communities, and you see nice places. You know, we were just in Hawaii 2 weeks ago and for a show there, and I'd never been there before, and that was like just every bit like you'd think it would be, and more, a magical paradise. And then you see places, and I think these places are more in the Midwest than anywhere else. And there are places that are falling apart. And we're in Pennsylvania. You have your share of those places here too. We'll be honest about it. And you go into these towns and you look at it and you see things aren't being manufactured there. They're not being made. There used to be things being made, but now you got zombies walking around. And it's it seems like the end of an era for us, unless something's done to correct it. So this song is not like decrying a social ill. This song is just from the point of view of a character in one of those towns, and it's called Where I Fell. Daddy used to catch his supper in this river, now you can't swim it. Smells like a 20-ton truck full of paint thinner sank down in it. Come visit a spell, see the plaque to I wore falling. Nothing but a good time. Some guy in Bombay is running that press I used to hate. Now I sling hash for what all spills off the interstate. We sold the family store, left the building standing. You can see the outline where I fell. Might look like hell from a jet airplane or the top of some big hotel. I'd have chose a place more fine, but the choice was never mine. And so I dwell where I fell. skinny hip Jane with her long black lashes and a kid of 10. Comes by for some TV and to leg it down with me every now and again. She's a good old girl I should have long sent walking. The timing never worked right. And it's the same sad crew at Delilah shouting over the redneck band. Game score, tea party, world war, I don't give a good goddamn. That's me crossing the courthouse lawn about midnight, tripping at the curbside where I fell. Might look like hell from a jet airplane or the top of some big hotel. I'd have chose a place more fine, but the choice was never mine. And so I dwell where I fell. I just dwell where I fell. Thanks very much. Well, I feel like I want to balance that off with that brighter sounding song. There's a song I wrote a long time ago called Scrapple, and it is about Scrapple, the food. It would be kind of silly if I wrote a song called Scrapple and it was about, you know, lost love or something else, but it is about the food. And I always thought, because like I told you, I was born here. My grandma's, uncle's, aunts, everybody was Pennsylvanian, and they all ate this junk Scrapple. And I ate it too when I was young, and I enjoyed it, but then I learned to detest it after a while and gained a taste for finer things in life, huh? Came back to the Scrapple, and I thought, why is everybody eating this stuff for, you know, Scrapple? Are you into Scrapple? You like the Scrapple? I think the room's divided on that. It's a loud positive, but then I see some head shakes over here. They just don't want to be run out of town on a rail for expressing a dissenting opinion. But anyway, hopefully we can all laugh at it, no matter our opinions. And this song, you know, they had a Scrapple, international Scrapple competition over in Philadelphia. And maybe it's still going on. I don't know if you've heard of this thing. But they heard about the song, and this is some years ago. They wrote me a letter. I got a letter in the mail. This is back when they sent letters in the mail. They said they wanted me to come. They offered me a pretty good price to come sing one song at the International Scrapple Festival in Philadelphia. And I looked at this thing. I'm sitting in Chicago thinking about, you know, the ridiculousness and the cost of getting five people, a band together, and traveling to Philadelphia to do one song at the Scrapple competition. And then I thought, well, that'll be a disaster if I go do that anyway, because the song isn't really pro-Scrapple, you know, the song. And I wrote him back. I said, you know, I don't know if you've listened to this song, but the first verse is about, I guess the second verse is about hog butchery, and the first verse is about incest. So I don't know if you want me to come represent your product with a song or not. And they sent me back a second letter that they said, thank you for pointing that out. We, in fact, do not want you to come. So, but anyway, it's kind of a dumb song. I wrote it when I was young. You'll have to forgive me, but here we go. The mom and pop diners around Allentown. Yay. I'll do that for you. Yay. Around Allentown, don't really have much food that a fella can hold down. And the folks up around Philly and Bethlehem ain't gourmet types, really. This is where I searched long for a rhyme with Bethlehem. Ain't gourmet types or chefly men. Now they're God-fearing folk in that Keystone State, but their food isn't fit for a collection plate. There's things for all kinds of people to hate, but there's one everybody loves, and they call it Scrapple, Scrapple. Cornmeal steamed and hog meat that boats sit by the window till it's cold and hard, sliced up thick, fried in lard. Hey, what's that swimming in the big bread pan? Kicking up
it's Scrapple, Scrapple, the pride of Pennsylvania. Yonder by the portcochere, Billy's got his hands in Betty Sue's hair, shaking and steaming up the roadmaster. Oh, we can see him, but we can't see her. Well, Mama's in the kitchen and she might see Billy better leave your sister be. But he jumps from the Buick to the dining room when he gets a whiff of that pit perfume. It's Scrapple, Scrapple, hardy as a T-bone, slippery as a tadpole, and the old part of the hog will do. Neck and the nipples and the toenails too. Hey, what's that swimming in the big pit? Kicking up all this mania. It's Scrapple, Scrapple, the pride of Pennsylvania. Neat the big shade tree, the laziest hog you ever did see. Stiff in the joints and slow in the head, that fat boy'd be better off dead. So grab your hammer and away we'll fly, to splatter his brains all around the sty. Then we'll be living in a world of dreams, shoving down Scrapple till we bust our jeans. It's Scrapple, Scrapple, the deed to bring a plate, then grab you a hatful. Working in the field till the sun goes down, but grandma swept up 25 pounds. Hey, what?
Should be so proud of this product. Well, that's a strange pair of songs to do back to back, you know, is what I was thinking. Where I Fell and Scrapple. It's like Linda Blair, you know, in The Exorcist. 1 minute she's, hi everybody, I'm Linda Blair. Satan, you know, she's like vomiting. Remember that, The Exorcist? Okay. Let's do another couple songs here to wrap it up, and we really appreciate you guys sitting and listening to us tonight, so respectfully, thank you very much for that. Let's do a little tune, now that it's gotten slightly fun in here. Let's do a song by the great Whispering Bill Anderson. Bill wrote songs back in the day. He's still alive writing great songs. But he's one of my songwriting heroes in country music. And he wrote what I think is the greatest alcohol-oriented song in country music. And that's a lot of competition for that prize. It really is. That is a wide field right there. But Bill wrote this one, and I do love it. It's called Cocktails. It goes like this.
Cocktails tore up my family. Cocktails tore down my home. One to wake me up every morning, and one with my buddy at noon. One for the road every evening, till I found out pretty soon. It took two to wake me up every morning, and two with my buddies at noon. Two for the road every evening, till guess what happened pretty soon. Cocktails tore up my family. Cocktails tore down my home.
Well, I cheated and I lied, swallowed my pride, and then washed it down with cocktails. It's a true song. I had a house on a hillside,
The car I was driving was new. I had the money in my pocket. Yeah, but look what liquor made me do. I started running around with a woman. Turned my back on my wife and my kid. I wonder how Donna's gonna tell him the awful thing that Robbie did. Cocktails tore up my family. Cocktails tore down my home. Well, I cheated and I lied, swallowed my pride, and then washed it down with cocktails. Cocktails tore up my family. Cocktails tore down my... Quit staring at me and sing! Cocktails tore up my family. Cocktails tore down my home.
Cocktails tore up my family. Cocktails tore down my home.
Cocktails tore up my family. Cocktails.
Thank you so much.
You can tell that I'm a big man in this town. And I'm the king of every street I walk down. It ain't much to brag about, but it's all mine. From Main Street to the city limit sign. Welcome to Rock Bottom, Population 1. Just over by the mountain where a fool fell from. And if you're looking for heartaches, stop and get you some. Down in Rock Bottom, Population 1. So strong. Man, I thought I knew my way, but somewhere I went wrong. And now I trade this lonesome world to hold her near. And I don't think she could reach me way down here. Welcome to Rock Bottom, Population 1. Just over by the mountain where a fool fell from. And if you're looking for heartaches, stop and get you some. Down in Rock Bottom, Population 1. Yeah, and you can make it your hometown, no matter where you're from. If you come to Rock Bottom, Population 1, Mifflinburg. Oh, Mifflinburg, Pennsylvania, the greatest place I've ever been. We played a show, now it's time to go. I'm sorry that they let you in. No, no, that's just an easy rhyme. Oh, Mifflinburg, Mifflinburg, the Acklin family came out to see the show from a long way away.
1 hour, maybe three. How far did they drive? How far did they drive? How far did they drive? Nobody knows, nobody knows. Mifflinburg, Mifflinburg, sorry that we got to go. We played an hour and a half for you, and that's a real long show for two old guys like us. Mifflinburg, Mifflinburg, home of a Baptist church, I think. I hope you enjoyed this show tonight enough to buy some merchandise. Mifflinburg, Mifflinburg, Mifflinburg is the finest place I have seen yet, but it's not quite as good as North Carolina where they make the cigarettes. Back then, them cigarettes cost 35 cents a pack, and I got hooked real young, ladies and gentlemen. I thought, this is the greatest addiction ever. Cigarettes. I loved them. So I wrote this tune about cigarette smoking when I was young. And again, like the elderly sex, I've changed my mind on the topic. You know, I got off the cigarettes, and now I don't think so highly of them. Back in the day, I thought of them. I wrote this song about cigarettes. You'll forgive me for singing it. It's kind of a juvenile song, but it, once again, it does feature Shad Comp on the fiddle. So let's do it. What are you doing over there? He's changing fiddles. You're going to play the jug. Well, just beyond Virginia's southern border is the land that I am happy to call mine. And I was raised in a house of brick and mortar in the red clay hills of Central Carolina. Now the corn crop there is hardly worth the mention, and the cattle farms are finally not the best. It's this little leaf we borrowed from the engines that keeps our state a notch above the rest. Now the Georgia beach is fair, Kentucky beyond compare, and Alabama's grand, the state not the band. Well, the South, she has her diamonds, and everyone is great, but North Carolina is a cigarette state. Now, the folks in our hometown sure have a habit. They'd smoke the best homegrown the whole year round. They knew what a good time was and how to have it, 'cause that was a cigarette town. Our neighbor Roy was a hybrid man of letters, but he made an honest living off the land. And he'd put away 3 packs a day or better, 'cause he was a cigarette man. Now the Georgia beach is fair, Kentucky beyond compare, and Alabama's grand, the state not the band, not the band. Well, the South, she has her diamonds, and everyone is great, but North Carolina is a cigarette state. Thank you.
And she took it between her fingers, that's natural. And smoked it to the filter like a pro. So I gave her a ring, and from her paw I swiped her. She gave me a boy I'm happy to call mine. Shane smokes coals and I get out of diapers in a red brick house in Central Carolina. Now the Georgia peach is fair, Kentucky me on compare, but Alabama's grand, the state not the band. Well, the South she has her diamonds and everyone is great, but North Carolina is the cigarette state, and North Carolina is the cigarette state. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Robbie Foulkes and Chad Cobb, recorded September 29, 2017 at the Rusty Rail Brewing Company in Mifflinburg. Recording and editing of this concert by Adam McMillan. Next up is a man who Rolling Stone credits with ushering in the singer-songwriter era in the early 60s. He's been widely influential in over 50 years of performing, and we were thrilled to record his concert at the State Theater in State College in May of 2015, and even happier to finally be able to share some songs from it this evening on the Folk Show Roadshow, a special monthly broadcast on WPSU.
Song's older than I am. It was one of the first songs I recorded for Elektra. John Sebastian played harmonica on it. And he told me recently that was the second paying gig he ever had. So I get to claim to have discovered him. Off and lay your body down. Leave the windows open and let the night blow us around. And I've been waiting for this moment when everything is right. So baby, let's just fall into the night. 'Cause my longing meets your longing like true companions. Baby, light the candle. Let me look into your eyes. Don't know if this is heaven. Sure feels like paradise. You're such a lovely, loving woman. Everything will turn out right. So baby, let's just fall into the night. 'Cause my longing meets your longing. True companions. So baby, take your blue jeans off. Lay your body down. Leave the windows open and let the night blow us around. Baby, blow the candle out. Come lie down by my side. And baby, let's just fall into the night. 'Cause my longing meets your longing like true companions. Yes, my longing meets your longing true companions. How about a blues? I used to spend way too much time, according to my parents, during my college years, hanging out in this little coffee house in Cambridge, Massachusetts, a place called the Club 47. It was a little 80-seat room. All right. Little 80-seat room. And it had a huge impact on the American folk scene. And it was because they not only hosted the local kids, there were a lot of coffee houses where you could hear the local folks playing. Club 47 also made a point of bringing in the old-timers, finding the legends, sometimes getting them out of retirement and bringing them to Cambridge. And you could sit in this little tiny room and breathe the same air as Maybelle Carter or Bill Monroe or Sleepy John Estes, from whom I learned this song. And it was really an amazing experience to be able to hang out with these people and learn from them. Sleepy John was a sweet old guy with kind of a high, shaky voice. That whole scene was just nuts. There was one night when Jeff Muldaur, you know Jeff? He's a great blues singer, still is. But he was deeply in love with the blues guys that used to come through town. And there was one night when there was these two old blues guys giving separate concerts in different parts of town. And Jeff got all excited. He said, I got it. We're going to invite these two guys to a party at my place, and neither one's going to know the other one's coming. And they're going to get there, and they're going to be surprised. And they're going to sit down in my kitchen. They're going to play blues, and blues history will be made right there in my apartment. And he was so cute. And so we went ahead with it, and sort of worked. The guys showed up. To my surprise, they showed up. What we didn't know, they sat down in his kitchen. What could go wrong? What we didn't know was they hated each other and had for a long time. And these two old guys were sitting in Jeff's kitchen yelling insults back and forth. And the English majors are all going, what do you do? The legends are fighting. And it got more and more heated and nasty, and one of these guys finally leapt to his feet, knocked over his chair, whipped out a razor, and said he was going to cut the other guy up. Now, these guys are both blind. And in their 80s, the other guy jumps up, knocks over his chair, and pulled out a pistol. Pistol. And said, and I quote, make a noise. It was too exciting for me. I went home and studied for a Chaucer exam. But the guy with the pistol later told me, if I can hear it, I can hit it. Neither of those guys was Sleepy John. He was a sweet old guy, and he wrote this song.
Drop down, mama, let you daddy see you got something there, baby, keeps on worrying me. My mama don't allow me to fool around all night long. She said you might be too young, son. Some woman might treat you wrong. You know the Jack of Diamonds told that Queen of Spades, said you come on, baby, start your creeping ways. My mama don't allow me, honey, to fool around all night long. She said you might be too young, Tom. Some woman might treat you wrong. You get away from my window. You stop scratching on my screen. You're an evil woman. I know just what you mean. My mama don't allow me, honey, all night long. She said, you might be too young, boy. Some woman might treat you wrong. Now you see me come and throw your man outdoors. I ain't no stranger, I've been here before. My mama don't allow me, honey, fool around late at night. She said you might be too young, boy. Some woman might treat you right. Said treat me right, mama. Well, them big city women, they sure do make me tired. Got a handful of gimme, got a mouthful of much obliged. Mama don't allow me be boogie all night long. She said you might be too young, boy. Some woman might treat you wrong. Let your daddy see you got some there, little girl keeps on worrying me. My mama don't allow me, honey, fool around all night long. She said you might be too young, boy. Some woman might. Oh, yes, yeah, she might. Treat you wrong.
That was Tom Rush on the Folk Show Roadshow. We'll have more from this concert in a coming broadcast, but we also wanted to give you a taste of another future broadcast, this time with Minnesotan Charlie Parr. We heard him at the Elk Creek Cafe in Milheim just last month. A couple of songs from him now, and more to come later.
To another town, and his dad found work at the grocery store. His mom cleaned houses with the lady next door. And enrolled Silas in a new grade school, and there they were while Silas grew. And there they were while Silas grew. His only friend lived on the other side of town, but they'd get together every Saturday to see what kind of hell they could raise. To see what kind of hell they could raise. One long day at the end of July, Silas held his mother's hand. Well, she cried, his daddy been called back to the Golden Shore. She said, Silas, he can't come home no more. She said, Silas, he can't come home no side. And he lived in the room of a rowdy boy. Even though he's 45, things looked the same as they did when he was 12. And there he was till the time ran out. And there they were till her time ran out. kids were in the freezing cold. They couldn't bury his mom because the ground was too hard. So Silas, he went home and he laid on his bed, and his feet hung out way over the end, and he could feel his mother's hand in his, and his dad's voice drifted into his ear. And his dad's voice drifted into his ear. What does it mean to be an orphan now? He's not a child, his clock is running down. Who's he gonna blame when there's nowhere to turn? His head, it ached and his stomach burned. And he tossed and he turned and he could never rest. And there he was till the very end. There he was till the very end.
Thank you, everyone. That's called Boiling Down Silas. I appreciate that, you guys, coming out tonight. I have a very colorful new shirt. My daughter's 10 years old. She picked it out for me. She said that being as where I was a very sour individual and usually very depressed and not very talkative, I favor earth tones in my fashion. She said, you should wear this shirt and people will think you're happy. So far, they just think I'm a hippie, but I am happy because it makes me think about her, and I haven't seen her in a couple weeks. So.
Take a look at their big house, bigger than they really needed. You got the Dooleys on his pickup, and the dealer gave him a choice. Now he's lost his job on the build site. He's struggling to feed his boys. The red cedar grows and the red cedar flows, and long after you're gone, it's outlasting you, outlasting you, Lord, Lord, it's outlasting you. High school girl, they never left this town. Well, it booms and busts and it heaves and rusts, but they can't bear to go. Now they couldn't go if they wanted to. There ain't no work anywhere anymore. And the red cedar grows and the red cedar flows, and long after you're gone, it's outlasting you. Outlasting you, Lord, Lord, it's outlasting you. And she's been serving food down at Bud's, and he can't stand to see her down there, where all the desperate men sit and drink, stare a little too long at her legs. He sits home with the kids at night, hiding the worry on his face. The
red cedar grows and red cedar flows long after you're gone. It's outlasting you, outlasting you, outlasting you. You can see it on the news every night. The village editor takes to raise our kids is afraid to come outside. The red cedar grows and the red cedar flows long after you're gone. It's outlasting you, outlasting you, outlasting you. Tuesday afternoons are the hardest. Time seems to stand still. They've piled up quite a few of them now. 20 years worth of not quite 3 o'clock. Time moves as fast as it ever did, and there ain't nothing you can do to slow down. The red cedar grows and the red cedar flows, and long after you're gone, it's outlasting you, outlasting you, outlasting you.
Thank you, everybody. Since I was just small, I've been tied in a hall. I've been chained out of doors. When a soul is a soul, is a soul, is a soul. Lifted up off the floor. Now how do you know I'm not as good as you are? When a soul is a soul, is a soul, is a soul. You say that I need to be trained, but I'm only doing what nature demands. And a soul is a soul, is a soul, is a soul. Listen to it pour, and a soul is a soul, is a soul, is a soul.
down the water that created us both. My old man's soul in this old dog's coat. A soul is a soul is a soul is a soul. Soul is a soul is a soul is a soul. Soul is a soul is a soul is a soul.
Ready?
Well, I worked all summer, couldn't save a cent. I gave all of my money to the government. I don't know quite how I got spent, but the bank is coming for my deed. Man at the mill can't see. Won't you let me get my feet for free? But ain't that the way it is? Traded my stock for V8 Ford. My dad's whole 10 down the floorboard. And the title rolled down to me. That gasoline ain't free. You know this clutch is wearing out my knee. But ain't that the way it is? Than a metaphor, but a brother told me bust my job. I talked to his sister again, told me I wouldn't win. There's blood running out of my chin, and ain't that the way it is? So I spent all night on a bar and floor. Oh, this morning my head was sore, my pockets empty, but I want some more. And the barman got my car, and the tab's worth more by far. And I leave it down at the bar and say, well, ain't that the way it is? Me ride on the way back home, and I got a job on a family farm. Times are hard and I can't roam, and I ain't got nothing more. And I owe the company store, but the road is looking good for sure. Ain't that the way it is? Well, I worked all summer, couldn't save a cent. I gave all of my money to the government. I don't know quite how I got spent, but the bank is coming for my deed. Man at the mill can't see, let me get my feet for free. But ain't that the way it is?
Thank you, everyone. It's for my dad.
Remember me if I forget. Our grandparents told us we'd reap just what we sow. Remember me if I forget. was young, we looked after our folks. Remember me if I forget. But now we're in the way, we're both too young or too old. Remember me if I forget. Our story is long, you only hear what you want. Remember me if I forget.
You've been listening to Charlie Parr, recorded at the Elk Creek Cafe and Ale Works in Milheim just a few weeks ago. And we'll have more songs from him and from Tom Rush in an upcoming Folk Show Roadshow, a special monthly broadcast on WPSU. Recording and editing of tonight's broadcast by Adam McMillan. Special thanks to Elk Creek Cafe and Ale Works, the Rusty Rail Brewing Company, and the State Theater. Every weekend on WPSU, local hosts bring you a wide range of artists and styles on the Folk Show. Saturday afternoons from 1 to 5 on WPSU 3 and Sunday night from 10 to midnight on WPSU FM. You can find information about the Folk Show and the Folk Show Roadshow at WPSU.org/folk.
We looked after our folks. Remember me if I forget. Is it too much to ask to repay what you owe? Remember me if I forget. Our grandparents told us we'd reap just what we sow. Remember me if I forget.